Welcome back to News Talk 1370 WCOA. Real news with Rick Outzen. It is 8:03, 55 degrees. It just feels so good today. Please, please get out and take a walk and enjoy it. We've got two. Pensacola former in-weekly, well, you're always a rising star. He's an in-weekly rising stars that have been profiled in the New York Times because they've come up with a new idea that fits the times. And it fits not the New York Times, but also the times where we are coming out of the pandemic and all the binge drinking and people wanting to now look at temperance and sobriety. They've come up with an answer. And in the world of craft cocktails, it's different. On the line, we've got Barry Arnold. Barry, good morning.
Rick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right. I know being partners with Nick Bikins is a challenge, and we'll definitely cover that.
Yeah. Don't say too many bad things about Nick. He's on the line as well.
Oh, I would never say anything bad about Nick. Everybody needs a puppy. Everybody needs a puppy as a partner.
That's why he has me.
Okay. Tell us about your company and what, I mean, y'all expanded so quickly, but tell us about it.
Sure. So in January, Nick and I came across a similar concept. We had been following the industry. Nick's wife, Brittany, also from Pensacola, was pregnant at the time. They've since given birth to a beautiful girl. My sister was also pregnant at the time, and I have a new nephew. Nick and I were both doing dry January. And as we surveyed the market, we found a huge gap in the offering and decided to plunge in.
And so it's alcohol free. It's the anti-seltzer. How are you marketing this? Because you started it, I could see it working online, but now y'all are actually in fixed locations. You're brick and mortar.
Yeah. So Rick, I guess. It's Nick here.
Okay, Nick.
I guess I should clarify. Maybe I've grown up from a puppy to a bulldog. We have been pretty aggressive.
You are always aggressive, man. That's why you were.
Nothing is not tenacious. Maybe that's one of the requirements to be an in weekly rising star.
Poster boy.
Yeah. So I mean, look. Barry and I were both working in a similar industry at the time. I've spent most of the last decade in marketing consumer products. And, you know, what we noticed here was a couple of themes, right? So coming out of the pandemic, there's the understanding that we've all decided, maybe most of us have decided we may have drank more while we were sitting at home than we thought we had originally had intended to. But there's a couple of other things, and that was that we noticed that this speed of now that people are looking at, right, is primarily driven by big box retailers and Amazon. And so when we looked at what we had an opportunity to do in New York City, New York City has some really interesting laws. I'm sure you and I have had a couple of beers over the years to laugh about some of the interesting archaic laws that exist in Florida. But liquor and wine stores in New York City are not actually allowed to carry anything that's non-alcoholic. So you can't go into a wine store or a liquor store and buy, say, your gin and your tonic. You have to go somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
And so these brands were growing all over the world, but they were having a particular problem in New York City because they didn't know how to sell them. They didn't know where to sell them because that traditional model of going into, like, you know, Richie's or your Specs or Total Wine doesn't actually exist in New York City. And when you paired those sort of themes along with the fact that, as you can imagine, retail rents for that period of time, as many businesses decided to pack up, the retail rents had plummeted, and what we saw an opportunity to do was to curate essentially a non-alcoholic wine and liquor store in our neighborhoods. And so the sort of online presence is a way for us to be able to reach customers all over the country where that may not actually be possible yet. You know, you're not going to pull your car into a parking lot and pull up to a Boisson somewhere. But here in New York City, with 14, 15, 20,000 people a day walking past your store, that's effectively our customer base. And so what we've built now are a number of neighborhood locations where people come in multiple times a week to see what we have in a very similar way that people would actually frequent their wine or liquor store for folks that choose not to drink or to take a day off.
We're listening to Nick Bodkins and Barry Arnold have been a creative idea of craft drinks that are non-alcoholic. What are some of the flavors that y'all have created?
So we are cultivating basically every flavor that we can find. So we have non-alcoholic wines, we have non-alcoholic beers, non-alcoholic spirits. So we have things that taste just like a gin or a tequila or a bourbon. But we also carry things that, you know, are interesting drinks on their own right. To Nick's point, it certainly benefits us in New York because we're able to carry interesting mixers and sodas, tonic. I like to describe this store as a choose-your-own-adventure. So, you know, there's every flavor that you can imagine in the stores, and as we continue to grow, that offering is only going to expand.
Well, people in Pensacola will want to order. How do they go about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you go to boisson.nyc, that's B as in boy, OISSON.nyc, we can get a box to you. And just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to our customers in the Pensacola area. So we already have many, many that have already taken advantage of various shipping promotions that we've done. So we're happy to get those boxes on the road.
All right, the New York Times article hit last week, a great article promoting y'all. What was the feedback that you got from the public after that?
It was a lot more requests just like that, to be honest with you,
right,
Rick. You know, when you look at the readership of a news outlet like that, what comes along after that is everybody wanting to do the story beyond that. So
right.
Friday morning, we got a call from Good Morning America. So we were on Good Morning America on Saturday morning. It's been pretty amazing feedback overall. And I think the most interesting thing for us is just the number of people that have written us in the last 72 hours that just said, I've been looking for something like this, mm-hmm. and I'm so glad that I found it, because that's exactly why we built the brand.
Well, this is remarkable. Congratulations for both of y'all. Congratulations. We'll want to follow up on it. I'm going to go ahead and put an order in today. So we'll do that. And we'll have the podcast out, and I'll share it with y'all and with all our listeners. Guys, thank y'all for coming on.
Thank you so much for the time, Rick.
All right.
Thanks a bunch.
All right. Take care.